This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we are being told that seven people have drowned at Panama City Beach in less than 2 weeks. And this is pretty frightening. And I think a lot of people, especially tourists, don't understand the area and don't understand riptide. So we need to talk about that. Apparently, 35-year-old former NFL player Ryan Mallett drowned after getting caught in a riptide 50 miles west of Panama City in Destin, Florida. 3 days earlier, three people drowned in a matter of hours along Panama City's beaches. Maurice Burden, 63 years old, of Lithia Springs, Georgia. Kimberly Moore, 39 years old, of Lithonia, Georgia. Donald Wixon, 68 years old, of Canton, Michigan. Two fathers also died on Father's Day. Apparently, along the Gulf Coast, including Alabama, at least 11 people have died due to riptides. Between 2002 and 2021, the treacherous currents have been responsible for about 191 deaths along Alabama and Florida Panhandle Coast. And according to AL.com, that's more than tornadoes, lightning, tropical weather systems, and flooding combined. Now, these... Sheriff Ford, who is a Bay County Sheriff's Office, said swimmers are ignoring riptide warnings. They're also putting rescuers' lives at risk. He said, "I'm beyond frustrated with the situation that we have with tragic and unnecessary deaths in the Gulf." He said, "I have watched while deputies, firefighters, and lifeguards have risked their lives to save strangers. I've seen strangers die trying to save their children and loved ones, including two fathers on Father's Day. And some of the staff have been abused and cursed at for warning people of the dangers and fining those who ignored the laws." And, you know, and so, yeah, people are pretty frustrated. And so these rip currents, basically there is something you could do. So how rip currents work and is they basically, as you have these currents of water that are running perpendicular to the beach, and these currents can speed up and bring water back. They're called riptides, but they're not necessarily a tide. Tides are rising and falling water. These riptides, rip currents or riptides, are referred to as an undertow, which, again, I don't want to necessarily say is a current of water that brings you to the ocean bottom. Basically, an undertow means it brings you back, and they move along the surface of the water, pulling you straight out into the ocean, not necessarily down underneath the water. So how people die is they get stuck in one of these, and it knocks you off your feet in shallow water. You end up feeling like you lose control because the water is pulling you back into the ocean. And then, unfortunately, some people overreact, and then they can panic, start flailing around, get fatigued, and then, drown if they don't know how to work with it. These rip currents, they basically come out of the regular ocean waves. And so the external force pushes on the ocean, creates a swell of water. It's passed along the ocean surface. The energy of the wave can be built up by additional wind pressure. It's passed from molecule to molecule. But the water doesn't travel, just the energy keeps going. And when some waves meet up with the land, especially around a rocky shore, the water surge crashes. It gets deflected. And eventually you have this, I don't want to call it like a pressure, but you have a energy. There's this receding flow. And sometimes a beach slope and the terrain underneath it could help accentuate some of this flow. And so they say the beach, since it's weaker than the opposing force of the incoming waves, the rip current occurs when the receding flow becomes concentrated in an area. And then you'll see it at a sandbar, these like long, narrow hills of accumulated sand along the outer shore, formed by waves and tides. And when a long sandbar forms, it could produce this sort of basin along an ocean shore. Waves move up with enough force to push water into the basin. Receiving water has a hard time making it back. So there's kind of like a backward pressure that may be strong enough to break through. And then the water flows, then it'll it pulls perpendicular, and this water pileup rushes back to the sea. If you're in that, you will, just like when water in the bathtub rushes when you, like, unplug the drain, there's a force, and that force can pull you. So what you need to do is you need to stay calm. When you stay calm, all right, get that, get your breathing down, know what you're doing, call for help, raise your arm. Let people know, don't be splashing, trashing around. A lot of the lifeguards know where the riptides are. They could identify it. And then you need to be able to swim parallel. Since these things run perpendicular to the beach, you need to just swim parallel. Go to your left or right. If you go to your left or right, say, I'm going to go up the beach or I'm going to go down the beach, a lot of times you could swim yourself out of this into water that has less flow. And so most rip currents will weaken about 50 to 100 yards from shore. Once that current has begun to subside, you could then swim to your left or right, parallel to the beach, and get out of it. The strongest swimmers may not be able to fight a rip current. And you could get exhausted and then drown. So your job is to swim parallel to the shore to escape it. You, like I said, you know, between 30 and 100 feet, I know you fear, oh gosh, I don't want to go all the way deep into the ocean. It starts to weaken with the distance, and then you're able to then go sideways. Try to move parallel to the shore. It could take, I know it could be frustrating, but make sure you stay calm, call for help, and try to avoid the beach when there is rip currents and rip tides. 1-877-DOUGH-FELLY.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, trade, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, a Wuhan Institute of Virology researcher claimed in an interview conducted by Chinese-born human rights activist and author Jennifer Zhang, that China did deliberately engineer this coronavirus as a bioweapon. Not to me the most shocking thing, but, and of course this is one whistleblower, but I've never seen anything like this, and we've had multiple accounts that the DNA looks like it was tinkered with. It isn't something that would have naturally occurred. Unfortunately, it's naturally now. We can't get it out of nature. But this is being reported by the Jerusalem Post. Researcher Chow Shao asserts that the virus was deliberately engineered by China as a bioweapon, and that his colleagues were tasked with identifying the most effective strain for spreading among various species, including people. This was a 26-minute interview. Chow Shao shared an anecdote involving another researcher named Shan Chow, who allegedly admitted to being provided with four strains of coronavirus by a superior. Shan was instructed to test those strains and determine which one had the greatest potential to infect multiple species, with a particular emphasis on human infectivity. Now, he said Chow had said several of his colleagues went missing during the 2019 Military World Games held in Wuhan. According to him, one of the missing individuals revealed that they were sent to hotels accommodating athletes from different countries to check the health on hygiene conditions. However, Chow suspected that these actions were unrelated to virology research and suggested that they were potentially involved in spreading the virus. Wow. Additionally, Chow had disclosed that on April 2020, he was sent to Xinjiang to assess the health status of Uyghur. It looks like Uyghur, but the Uyghur prisoners, I hope I pronounced that right, held in the re-education camps, ostensibly to expedite their release. Yet given the irrelevance of virology expertise in conducting health checks, Chow strongly implied that his mission was either to facilitate the virus's spread or to study its effects on humans. Now, Chow emphasized that they represent only a fraction of the entire puzzle. The true origin of the pandemic, which has now claimed about 7 million lives worldwide, still remains a subject of ongoing investigation. Now, we in America, we were supposedly studying this day one, going to be very transparent, report on what we found. When President Trump suggested that the virus was leaked in August of 2019, people dismissed him. From my perspective, and I'm not there, but all I could say from an America standpoint is November, December, we had a lot of flu-like illness in December and November of 2019, many of them testing negative for flu, but very sick. And I would say, look, you got to go in. Maybe the flu test isn't working. Maybe it's something else. Maybe it's pneumonia. Maybe there's something else. So I suspected there was something going on November, December. If that was in America, which later it was found that COVID was in America earlier than we thought, then that would probably make the timing right, that if there was a leak or something deliberate that happened or accidental, it probably would have happened late summer of 2019. Now, I believe last week we finally got the declassified report detailing the potential links between the Wuhan Institute of Virology and the origin of the COVID pandemic. This was on Friday. And the Director of National Intelligence released to Congress their report, and it was 10 pages. Now, in March, President Joe Biden signed into law a bill to declassify intelligence. So it's taken a little while for us to get this 10 pages. The report did not provide any fresh conclusions as to the Wuhan lab, and it shows various agencies are still divided on the origin of the pandemic. The Department of Energy, which oversees biological research labs in the U.S., concluded with low confidence in February that the virus most likely came from a lab in Wuhan. FBI concluded the same, if you remember, with moderate confidence. Yet the National Intelligence Council and foreign agencies disagree, saying that the pandemic likely began naturally. The CIA still on the fence and can't say. And they've been blocked for some of their research by Chinese authorities. So that alone makes us scratch our head. Where you have the FBI, you got the CIA, you got the National Intelligence Council, and we don't have agreement. It's not a slam dunk either way. They really can't still figure this out. I'm a little confused. And as I've said, somebody had stolen Tom Brady's jersey after a Super Bowl, and they found it within 48 hours in Mexico. They were able to find Tom Brady's jersey and get it back. They were able to find classified documents put near a toilet. Hey, for Trump, classified documents in a garage for Biden. Yet here we are, we still can't conclude. That just seems odd to me. Especially when people say, if you look at the way the DNA is in this, it's not something that would, it's something that appeared to be tinkered with. We have whistleblowers, and I get we don't want to rush any conclusions, but we are almost at the four-year mark. In another month or two, we would be at the four-year mark of when this virus was possibly leaked in China and then started making its way around the globe. And we're still well. So the report notes that the Wuhan lab did work with the Chinese army on bioweapons programs. Scientists in the lab were employed from 2017 to 2019 to enhance China's knowledge of pathogens and early disease warning capabilities. The report notes, however, that they have not found any evidence that COVID-19 was manufactured by the lab technicians. I don't think, though, and they got to be careful with that term, I don't think anybody took COVID and specifically made it piece by piece and built it. What I think is they were, and remember, the first SARS outbreak was deemed a lab issue from Singapore when they investigated in 2003. But I think they were holding a progenitor or something close to it, and something went wrong. And I do believe they were testing it. Now, mind you, there are labs that have bioweapons. And they have these bad Ebolas and anthrax and things like that. And they study it. And they study them for cures, for ways to combat it. So I'm not surprised that the lab had SARS. That's not what bothers me. What bothers me is if it was tinkered with or if they didn't understand, and how could you not, that a virus in its non-natural place could mutate, and how it possibly got leaked, which would have been a third leak from a lab that we know of that happened in China throughout the SARS saga from 2002, and then I guess in 2004, a couple people died from SARS leaking, and again, it was ruled from a leak. So, you know, the lab, the Wuhan Institute of Virology, works with viruses. That's no shock there. But did they try to tinker with it, do gain-of-function research to make it deadly? And then were they using it on human subjects? Now, you would think the World Health Organization would have been on top of this. It doesn't always have to be on America and CIA. But it's a little embarrassing that we're almost at the four-year mark. And we still can't necessarily figure out, unless we don't want to say, unless it's because a bunch of our labs across the globe are doing research, and that if anything got out, that there was a protocol that made things vulnerable, it could affect all the other labs. And so people are being very, you know what, it's easier to just kind of, hopefully people will forget. People are not forgetting. Because we have another wave of COVID going on. People are not forgetting. We're being told to vaccinate. People lost their jobs because they weren't vaccinated. So it's not going away. We need some clarity. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling four-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these four-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump says it was all bravado. His word describing him flashing papers he said were secret Pentagon attack plans. Trump spoke to two reporters last night aboard his plane, saying he had no classified papers in that interview with Reuters in 2021. President Biden's in Chicago repackaging his economic record under the term Bidenomics. Aides say the president's listing what he's done so far, including multi-billions in infrastructure spending and a new $42 billion broadband package. Another ugly day for weather and air travel. A heat dome that refuses to move is sending heat indexes well into the hundreds in the south. In the northeast, the Canadian wildfire smoke is back. And at the airports, it's ugly. Experts predict about 24 million of us will take a flight between Friday and July 5th. FlightAware counts about 3,200 canceled or delayed flights today. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of our listeners who chooses to be anonymous is basically a manager of a store and doesn't know where to go in terms of, and this was actually an email that was a couple weeks old, where if they put something up for Pride, it seemed to affect some of the clients who were a little concerned and religious. If they didn't put it up there, then it upset some of their clients who were in the LGBTQ community. And so they didn't know, they're like, we need some guidance. What do we do? What's the best way to do it? And I'm no labor expert or, you know, retail decor expert, but you're not the only one who's kind of struggling. Starbucks has had some issues. Bud Light definitely having issues. And I think there might be a simpler answer. I might not be the one to give it, but, you know, I don't have my medical office anymore, but when it was time for the holidays, I would have everything. I would have Merry Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and it would just, you know, and hopefully everybody liked it. If they didn't like it, I just love decorating, though, for the holidays. And so I love seeing the Christmas trees so we had a office window painter come in and paint the windows. And then, nobody got upset. Nobody seemed to have an issue. And it seemed to, you know, do fine. And I love the holidays and, you know, embracing it all, so it's good. But we're very split politically, and many of this shouldn't be political issues. I mean, I wish people a Merry Christmas, and some people have found that to be politically incorrect, that could insult some individuals. I mean, I'm Jewish. You wish me a Merry Christmas, I'm like, thank you. It is. It's Christmas. If it is, I mean, it's not Christmas time now, but when it is, thank you. I'll say Merry Christmas back. Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate, I wish you the best. And yes, Happy Holidays makes it a little more general, but the truth of the matter is you don't know who you're going to insult. You don't know, and so you're not going to be able to please everybody. Well, Starbucks is now going to clarify their policy on Pride decorations, and apparently there was criticism and strikes at unionized stores because I believe that they weren't putting up Pride flags. This month, I'm not exactly sure what happened, but CNN is reporting that Starbucks is going to issue clearer centralized guidelines for in-store visual displays and decorations that will continue to represent inclusivity and our brand. And, you know, it's one of those things where, these companies need to concentrate on safety, on products, on value, on cleanliness. But just like we heard with some of the banks that had issues, there was so much attention that had to be put on a lot of this other sort of, you know, like decor and displays, and that it pulls away from some of the mission they're supposed to do. But apparently the president wrote an open letter Monday saying they are going to have centralized guidelines. They're going to continue to provide the flexibility needed so that our stores reflect the communities they serve. The company said it will lean on resources like its period planning kit. Not menstrual period, but period planning kit, I think, tells you for all the days that come up. And then the Siren's Eye program, which includes seasonal signage and display guidelines that are distributed across stores several times a year to help. Now, Starbucks Worker United, the union represented the organized stores, claimed that Starbucks had restricted decorations celebrating Pride Month in locations in multiple states. Starbucks has denied that claim. They said, I want to reiterate there's been no change to any of our policies as it relates to our inclusive store environments or company culture. And so there's been tensions. Apparently, over 60 Starbucks locations in 17 states went on strike as of this week. They expect 150 stores to go on strike. And part of the complaints are their treatment of LGBTQIA plus workers. So I know it's frustrating because people just want to know what do they do. And then when somebody says restriction, that there was a restriction, is it because there was only one flag and not multiple? You know, and it seems like we need, shall we say, some sort of a guideline or a... See, in medicine, we have a standard of care. And even though some people may not completely agree with the standard of care, they're pretty clear-cut guidelines. So, all right, it's reasonable. What you're doing is reasonable. And I think what's happening is there's a lot of back and forth and criticism of whatever somebody is doing that they think is reasonable. And I don't think you're going to be able to please everybody. And, you know, it's one of those things where, like Budweiser, Bud Light has not ruled out that they would still work with Dylan Mulvaney again. The CEO said he's not going to rule it out, says firm needs to appreciate what the consumer wants. I think they've lost $20 billion in counting. And the big question many people have is whether you support LGBTQIA plus rights, you know, or not. Why did beer go there in terms of having somebody represent the female population in a bathtub with jewelry? There would be so many other ways they could do it. You could have your Bud Light commercial saying we support the community. There's other ways to do it. And so, you know, was I really insulted by the Dylan Mulvaney ad? No. But did it stereotype women? A little oddly, we really don't dress like that, a lot of us, and we don't have time in the middle of the day to be in a bathtub. We're working. We're supporting our families. I don't need pity, and I don't need to be, patronized in these commercials. You know, look at all the women that are working hard. A lot of us are working hard. Man, women, LGBTQ, IA+, heterosexual, we're all working hard. Now, beer is beer. If any of you hard workers and Americans out there want a beer, here's a beer. Show how that beer looks crisp and cool with the condensation. I'm no ad expert, but because people are trying to show, I think what it is they have to show proof and have evidence that they did something that was very abrasive. Somebody could say nobody's representing those with multiple sclerosis. How come you don't have people with multiple sclerosis in these ads? How come you aren't embracing multiple sclerosis? How come we're not seeing, you know, the blue ribbon or the red ribbon or the, I think you will dig yourself into a hole. And even when you say we support everybody, that could get you into trouble. When All Lives Matter came out, that got a whole bunch of people into trouble. Because they said it diluted the message and it diminished the message. And so I'm not sure what the answer is, but I don't think stores and companies are going to know how to move forward from here. Because just like Anheuser-Busch, if they say it was a mistake to use Dylan Mulvaney, they could alienate a big population as well. But they lost a lot of money. Should they have just concentrated on the beer and said, look, we support everybody? 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So the outgoing CDC director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, who basically took over in 2021, is leaving. And she says, we are not prepared for the next pandemic, and the public health system is still using fax machines. Now, she was making about $200,000 a year, the director of the CDC, and, you know, the CDC has a job to do, but unfortunately, because things get political, they were, again, in the middle of this, you know, do we go with the mandates, do we go with the masks, how do we do Christmas? And so the CDC got a lot of criticism. And again, they shouldn't have gone to the mandates. There were a lot of other options. And mind you, I have been very, very empathetic to how these public health agencies and what they need to do and all the responsibility they have. I understand that it's not an easy job. I get that. And I get that some people think I could just imagine, because you guys have told me what you thought of the CDC. So I know it's not easy. But there were some things that they did to themselves. And that was, like, didn't they suggest that instead of having sex, I don't know if I have this link, I don't know if it's still there, but didn't they suggest that maybe rather than having sex during COVID, you sit a few feet apart and maybe just pleasure yourselves? I have to double check that. I thought I had the link, but I don't have the time to look it up. But, you know, those kinds of things started to make people wonder, you know, what exactly is the CDC doing? You know, we need the CDC for a lot of things, and I've been very grateful for a lot of what the CDC has done throughout my medical career in terms of notifying us of outbreaks, notifying us of waves of things, getting flu data, all that. But there was also a lot of data that we believe was flawed. And, you know, one thing that I think a lot of people had wanted the CDC to jump on right away was when we were told thousands of people were dying of COVID, yet some of these individuals, family reported, were in car accidents or were in. And so people ask, can somebody just clarify, maybe with an extra column in the Excel spreadsheet, how many of these deaths were true COVID? How many of them also had COVID on board when they died, but they died from another reason? Or how many can we not tell? And so it was confusing. And mind you, I appreciate the fact that it was a little chaotic, but they could have very easily rectified that, saying, hey, guys, of all the people that died, these are the people that came in with a lung infection and started to succumb to that lung infection. And we saw them get worse. And we, at the time of death, believe that it was COVID related. Versus these are people that came in with a heart attack and we're not sure if the COVID caused the heart attack or if they had a heart attack and they just happened to also have COVID. They're going to get a second column. And we believe it could be a COVID-related death. And so we just didn't get, they probably thought that it would be too much data, it would be too confusing. Well, people wanted to know the real numbers. And then there would be police officers remarking on social media, asking people to stop putting signs next to roadkill saying COVID killed them. Yeah. It started to become a joke, and that's not what we want. And so there's, and then don't get me started on the mandates and how it made absolutely no sense that people were getting kicked out of their jobs. These nurses who were on the front lines of COVID and obviously lived through COVID and had exposure and possibly antibodies, and they begged, can you at least do a blood test on me before you fire me so I could show you I have antibodies? Got canned for not doing the vaccine. And the government was behind that, saying you're not going to get federal dollars if you don't. It was a mess. And because the CDC helped endorse that, they got a lot of the heat. So, and, you know, I've worked for companies where if you speak against the grain, and I don't care, I'll do it. But, you know, Rochelle Walensky said, hey, guys, yeah, I am not a fan of any of this that's going on. She wouldn't be the director of the CDC. Just like Fauci. Fauci was making $400,000 a year. And he had a duty to say what was really honest truth and what was like with masks. And when people saw him flip-flop, it started to make him question, okay, wait a second. You know, where's his loyalty to the patient or to, you know, government or the narrative? So Dr. Walensky said America is not prepared for the next crisis. She pointed to the nation's skimpy public health workforce and reliance on outdated technology, including fax machines. I do not know why. I mean, I still have faxing capability. I don't use it a lot. I'm going to find out how many employees are at the CDC. Okay, because the CDC has about 15,000 personnel. And that could be a understatement. And Forbes wrote, Forbes wrote in 2020 that there were 10,639 staffers whose average pay was six figures, 106 grand, and they earned $1.1 billion annually. Now, interestingly, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution in 2020 said there were 21,000 full-time employees. So what is it? Do they have 10,000 employees, 20,000 employees? Either way, there's a lot of employees. And we're being told they're understaffed. Are the employees working on site? Are they working from home? Is everybody getting free day Friday? So I'm not exactly sure why thousands upon thousands of employees, and we don't have many CDC buildings, it's not enough. So the pandemic obviously exposed cracks to our fragile public health infrastructure. And I do agree it's fragile. We don't have enough hospitals. We don't have enough qualified providers. Since Obamacare, many people quit. They said, to hell with this, we're not getting paid. Public trust, the back and forth with the masks. Did everybody get access to N95 respirators? Nope. Did they get fitted properly? Did they get to replace them every day? Nope. And so, you know, Dr. Walensky's not wrong in that another health crisis is coming. And I'm not sure if it's going to be a virus, a bacteria. I think we also have a system that is now very dependent on telemedicine. And God bless telemedicine and being there to, you know, help people in remote areas. But on the flip side, I'm having people call in saying, I have flu. Give me Tamiflu. Now, even though there are some rare cases of flu going on at the end of June, I don't want us running out of Tamiflu again because nobody's testing. And everybody says the same thing. Well, you know, my COVID test is negative. Did you really test? Is it expired test? We realize the COVID test might not necessarily pick up COVID. So I fear we're going to go into the next flu season with people saying, my COVID test is negative. Just give me flu medication or antibiotics. And a lot of doctors are doing that. They're giving antibiotics. And they're giving Tamiflu. And we have shortages. So I do expect it's going to be a cluster and a half. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did.
clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.